Matrix right there. From I don't know if this thing actually ever came out. It was like a, I don't know, advanced copy or something like that, but I don't think it actually ever came out as an album. Matrix, self-titled, Jungle Rot. From that, before that, Feather de Gamba with Armadillo from Like It or Get Bent. Collective Tools, Sail to Maine. That was a Rehab album. It was made in Rehab. Going out to the Hairston House. next door. Before that, Horton, Tumbling from Dance Hall for Midgets, and Magma, the rock duo. Magma started off with Jessica from rock duo Magma, or self-titled, whichever you prefer. Yeah, I like that stuff.
Yep. Yeah, I hope you like the stuff you play. I'm going to play something. Last week, the last time we did this, I played something by Helden, so I apologize for people who are listening who are not fans of this stuff. Yeah, but
Helden fascist.
What?
I'm trying Helden. To cram Helden down people's throats.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the title of this thing is.
I like Richard Penis.
It's Richard Pinhas.
Oh, right.
I don't even know how to say it in French. Well, the back cover of this album does not tell me what the song title of this cut is. Some guy.
Throw it away.
Some guy's name. Who cares? Let's listen.
Screw him.
Yeah, screw it. Oh, by the way, put me back. This is a long ride. So if you get bored, don't, you know, feel free to turn it off. But stick around though for a while. Thank you. It sounds ecstatic, doesn't it? yeah, that's Helden. No, it isn't. It's Richard Pinhas with two guys who play with him in Helden. And the song. That was long enough. The song is called Paul Atreides or something like that. Anyhow, it's named after Paul.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I think you're overdriving.
Yeah, it was just because I leaned into it.
Okay.
If I talk to them.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Yes, thank you for listening to another episode of Black Sand.
Yep. Signing off now. With the sweet sounds of Richard Pinhas.
It's so cheap.
This is your host, Tom D, serving up another shot of the hard stuff. It's time to turn your iPod up to 11, because for the next hour, I'll be bringing you the best in obscure early 70s hard rock. We got things started tonight with a track from a group based out of Poughkeepsie, New York, Bull Angus. We heard a cut from their self-titled 1971 debut LP, the song Run, Don't Stop. Up next, we've got the Japanese power trio Speed, Glue, and Shinki, featuring the guitar work of Shinki Chen. We're going to hear a cut from their 1971 LP, Eve. This is a song that just might possibly be inspired by the band's love of illicit substances. The song's called Stoned Out of My Mind. We'll be right back. song had a nice mellow groove. That was the Australian group, The Master's Apprentices, with the song The Answer Lies Beyond, from their LP, A Toast to Panama Red. This group got their start in the mid-60s, evolving through several different lineups of musicians before putting out this excellent hard rock LP in 1972, which turned out to be their last. Now we're going to hear from a group that got their start on the Caribbean island of Barbados. The group is Love Machine, spelled L-U-V, and we're going to hear a track from their 1971 debut LP, a tight little number called Witch's Wand.
This way.
We journeyed back to Australia again for that track. That was the group Buffalo, with Sunrise Come My Way, from their 1973 LP, Volcanic Rock. I dig that singer's strong vocal style. And now we're off to Brussels, Belgium, to hear from the delightfully named Burning Plague. This group was made up of Belgian musicians fronted by a British expat. We're going to hear a cut from Burning Plague's self-titled 1970 LP, the song Life is Nonsense. Hard Stuff.